You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
6:43 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Chip Kelly has interviewed for the open Georgia Tech offensive coordinator job. How do you feel about this one?
I think this would be a good hire. I think. Mm-hmm. Like, he's shown the ability to do this at such a high level in college football.
In college football.
But he has shown the ability to do it at such a low level in the NFL. I just think some of the stuff he does just doesn't work in the NFL with the athleticism on the defense.
This is one of these hires where everybody is going to have 2020 revisionist history on, right? Yeah. It's one of these things where you're going to hire him, and if it goes great, you're going to go, I knew it. I told you
of
so.
Of course he
He's
did.
Got such a great track record. I knew it was going to be fine. And if it goes belly up, you're going to be, I knew it. He stinks. He's always stunk. He's been terrible everywhere he's gone.
Why did you think it would be different?
Yeah, exactly.
They fired him from the Raiders of all
so,
places.
So, I mean, it's – look, I'm with you. I lean that the guy – the difference between college and NFL is palpable. I think if you say there's no difference, that you're wrong. There is. And I think that he has clearly had a much deeper, stronger, longer track record of being successful in college for a variety of reasons than he has been in the NFL. For some reason, it doesn't translate.
Do you buy, and this was part of the thing, when he got fired from the Raiders, one of the kind of stories that was coming out was that he was getting the play calls wrong. Like, he was calling plays that weren't part of the offense or part of maybe a previous offense. Some of the terminology he was using in the headset was like, we don't have that play. What is that? That's the only thing that scares me about this, because I think X's and O's wise, like I said, he's proved it a million times that he can do it in college football at a very high level. But if there is some of the fall off or maybe burnout that comes along with college coaches these days, I would be fearful of that just a little bit.
Here's the other question I'm asking. Who is his quarterback? Because, you know, like, remember, you're bringing in a new OC and a new QB at the same time. It makes it that much harder. But again, are you getting a quarterback here that is going to fit the system that Chip Kelly runs?
Is there anybody at Ohio State in the depths of that Ohio State quarterback
roster? I'm sure there is, because Sane is only a freshman, so there might be some other freshmen sitting there.
I can't remember the guy's name that he beat out, but maybe, you know, hey, maybe Chip knows him. Maybe like, hey, come on down here, man. They can hang out.
So we talked about this earlier, but Michigan head football coach Sherrone Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Now, talks are swirling around Kalen DeBoer and Marcus Freeman as options to take that job.
I don't know. Like, how did Bam already catch stray here? You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even.
You're getting all sensitive.
This stuff was out 20 minutes yesterday, and they were like, Kalen. I think it was Nicole Auerbach on Twitter. Kalen DeBoer, the obvious top option. I'm like, why is that obvious?
Because the fantasy world that the internet is, but it was great that Kalen DeBoer was going to Michigan, and then Lane Kiffin was going back to Alabama.
Yeah. What's crazy is I think this keeps pointing back to the fact that Kalen DeBoer doesn't look or sound like he belongs at the University of Alabama, but neither did Nick Saban for the longest time, and that just it kind of, you know, worked itself out. I'm happy with Kalen DeBoer as the head coach. When your name keeps popping up, I do wonder if there's people behind the scenes who are like, hey, we talked to Kalen DeBoer.
You talk to his agent and you talk to Kalen DeBoer are two different things. I know they're one and the 100%. Same, but they're two different things.
Yeah, 100%.
And listen, an agent worth his salt is just trying to drive the price up on his coach. You know, by the way, like, dang, make a run to the national title game. Even if you don't win it, you're Alabama. Guess what you're getting next year, Kalen DeBoer? A raise, because paid. Everybody wants to hire you.
You're
so
getting paid.
That's what this is about.
It's the whole Sarkisian to the NFL thing.
Right.
It's like,
there's not a, if there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, listen, Harbaugh was rumored to go to the NFL for a half dozen years, and he didn't go until he finally left. But, I mean, it was happening every year.
I
would tell you this much. I don't think DeBoer is long for that job. This is not a place where he plants his flag for the next dozen years. I don't think college football really lends itself to that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that that's a thing anymore.
My point is that unless he runs off a string of, like, you know, three championships in 4 years, I don't think any coach is necessarily long for any job other than Kirby Smart here at Georgia and maybe one or two other guys. And
how about this? If you're at your alma mater, because I think Brent Key's probably that guy too, as long as they'll have him.
I think eventually he'll be swayed to go somewhere else. I think. Mm. And I don't say that other than I say to this fact that I think he realizes, for a guy who is so ultra competitive, he's capped at Georgia Tech.
He's from Birmingham.
There's a ceiling.
Throwing that out there.
I mean, it could happen. If DeBoer takes a job, you know, he can go to Bama. Like, you know, you're not getting a better job in college football. There's only a handful of jobs.
I want him to stay at Tech for a little bit longer. I want DeBoer to stay at Bama for a little longer.
I mean, listen, I'm glad they gave him an extension. I didn't know if it was ever going to happen, but I'm glad they did.
He spoke it into existence.
Yeah, you said it, and then it happened that day. Why didn't they give this
guy an extension? Breaking news. Yeah, Brent Key receives extension.
The only other thing I'll say about, you know, the college coaching openings here that's still kind of swirling around, you know, there are a lot of names out there still that are available. I mean, does Brian Kelly get back into the fray here? Does he take a year off? I mean, you know, Michigan is in a really bad spot right now for a variety of reasons.
The game of musical chairs has ended, and Michigan is now the one without a chair.
Right. The music is
looking around for a chair going, is there any more chairs?
Yeah, nope.
Any more chairs out there? Is there a chair that looks like Brian Kelly? Anybody?
All right.
Make sure to join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game if you're feeling a certain way. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
What would a certain way be?
A certain way?
Just give a voice to my Twitter feed in the postgame show. That's what it is.
Yes,
you know what I mean? If I could read those out loud, that'd be what it sounds like.
Well, it is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. I do have a housekeeping note, because the series is coming to an end. Right now it's tied 11-11 between Mike and Bo. And I did have someone ask last week, like, when's the finale going to be?
Right, because you got the Christmas holidays coming up, things like that. Yeah,
so it's
Christmas
be
is on a Thursday.
Next week. Since you're tied up, it only makes sense to have the grand finale of the season next Thursday.
Right. Extra cup of coffee next Thursday.
Extra cup of coffee.
As I head into this.
Just text me. I'll help you cheat.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It might be a delay in your text messages.
No. I'm good. I'll be listening full time.
One of those small earpieces like The Office with Pam.
Listen,
and Jim.
If you just sit on the phone and one earpiece that goes to the microphone, the other earpiece goes to your phone, and you just talk out loud, I'll listen.
I'm definitely down for that.
Yeah,
I'm definitely down for that.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Can I put a pause? You're down for cheating, but me driving on the shoulder is some sort of crime against society?
It definitely is. I don't mind.
You have twisted morals,
my
friend.
No. I don't mind taking Bo down by cheating.
Oh, okay. There it is.
But,
there you go.
Know, society as a whole, no.
Okay.
Yeah, draw apples and oranges.
Taking Bo versus the fabric of society is an easy moral compass to navigate.
All right, so today is just for fun, and we're going to do Throwback Thursday trivia on the holidays. As always, your name is your buzzer. All Dylan, right. These are very easy questions, and Mark is very ferocious when it comes to this game, so please be listening carefully. All right, the Polar Express is traveling all the way to...
Mike, North Pole.
That is correct. One for Mike.
Wow.
Elvis sings about having a Christmas that's the color...
Mark, blue.
That is correct.
I still wouldn't have known that.
I'll have a blue.
Okay.
1-1. The town the Grinch tries to terrorize.
Mark.
Mike.
Mark.
Whoville.
That is Whoville.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot.
All right.
People traditionally kiss under the
Mike.
Plant.
Mistletoe.
That is correct. 2-2. In Home Alone, Kevin's family is traveling.
Paris.
That's correct.
Bam.
No. Is it Paris?
Yes. It's Paris. Where do you think they're going?
Oh, I'm thinking about the second one.
It's the second one. Yeah. Where did
they go?
It was
New York City. The second one was New York City.
No,
they go to like Miami.
He's in New York City, but they ended up in Miami. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The line, every time a bell rings.
Mark, an angel gets his wings.
But that's not the question,
that's
Mark.
Not the question.
Son of a... It's a Wonderful Life.
Allie, please continue.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
Hang on, Mark. I get to still say the answer.
The line, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, comes from the movie.
Mike, A Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. You said it wrong.
Mark,
he doesn't get credit.
We're giving it to him. It's a Wonderful Life.
You folded on that one, Mark.
I would like judges because if you did that on Jeopardy, you'd be, oh, no.
Did you say, what is A Wonderful Life? I mean, what is
it's
A Wonderful Life?
It's A Wonderful Life.
All right, it is tied up right now, 3-3. Clark Griswold.
Mike.
Ha!
Christmas Vacation.
That's not the question.
Right in your face.
I just went through this, Mike.
I took a gamble, okay? You gotta take a gamble.
Go ahead.
Sometimes.
Ask the rest.
He's not gonna know the answer anyway.
Clark Griswold lost his mind when his holiday bonus was really just a membership to what kind of
Jelly of the Month Club.
That is correct.
All you had to do was have a little patience.
So did you, Mr. It's a Wonderful Life.
4-3. The drink many people pop open on New Year's.
Champagne?
Yeah.
God, I'm glad I heard New Year's because I was
New
about
Year's
to say
you
eggnog.
Wanted to say eggnog.
I was going to say, but
to say
said New Year's. It's got
to
be
you
champagne.
You wanted to say eggnog. You got so lucky. She should have stopped talking.
I heard New Year's.
Oh, my God. He was about to say eggnog. I could see his face.
When she said drink, I'm like, eggnog. And I waited for New Year's.
All right.
5-3. There's still time to come back.
All right.
The boy who famously wants a BB gun.
A Christmas Story, Ralphie.
You can't do that.
What?
You can't do two answers in the same one. You can't do two answers in the same one.
I'm going to let everybody know that Mike is currently standing.
You can't do two answers in the same one. Is it Ralphie or is it A Christmas Story? Which one's the answer?
Dylan, what do you think on
that
this?
You can't do that.
I actually agree with Mike on this.
Yes.
Which one was the answer?
No, finish the question, please.
Which is the answer?
Ralphie.
Okay, so I said Ralphie.
So, yeah.
You got the name wrong of your answer.
Clark Griswold, A Jelly of Month Club, Christmas Vacation.
Wonderful Life.
I'm just going to start saying a million.
It's not A Wonderful Life.
I'm just going to start saying.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Eggnog champagne.
That one is being thrown out.
Nope, that one's wrong.
Just going to start throwing.
Thrown out.
Just start throwing every answer possible. Unbelievable, this guy.
Score is still 5-3.
Would you say that answer was on the shoulder a little bit?
Mike stood up so quick. I never seen Mike look so intense in my life.
We said, coming out.
Right.
You tried to swerve around the question, didn't you? around the question.
that was parking in the handicap spot of answers.
Dog that begins dashing through the snow.
Mark. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's incorrect.
Damn it. Oh, wrong song.
Please finish the...
the song that begins having trouble. Dashing through the snow is...
That starts dashing the snow is?
What song starts with that lyric?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ding, 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 time.
Oh, no. I'm fumbling. I don't know. I don't know the name of the song.
Jingle Bells.
It's just called Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Yeah,
you followed a big time,
I gave you an opening, and you just gave it right back. You did that Jalen Hurts stuff. I got the ball back from the interception. I'm just going to give it right back to you.
That's exactly what you did, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
That was very upsetting. A Christmas Carol was written by?
Mark. Are we talking the original?
Sick to my
Charles
stomach.
Dickens.
Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about a different version. It makes me feel better that he got that because I didn't know that.
All right. It's 6-3. We'll just finish out with
double
one
or nothing.
Just
triple or nothing.
Let's do it. Triple or nothing? Oh, if you're both good with that, we can do that.
I will give you, I'll tell you what, we'll make the spread 3 and a half. Okay? So if I win, I cover. Yeah. If I get it wrong,
right,
you cover.
Fair enough.
The classic holiday song, Last Christmas, is performed...
Mark. Wham! Worst Christmas song ever. It's not even about Christmas.
I feel like that Jingle Bells thing is going to haunt me.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why I said Rudolph, too, and I'm like, that's not it.
As I laid down tonight on the couch between the post-game show and the morning shift in Alpharetta at Publix, I am going to think about that question.
Yes, you know what's going to be great? Couch. You know what's going to be great? I'm just going to send, like... Dashing through the snow, Jingle Bells lyrics.
You know what? If I'd have done the smart thing, I'd have just started naming every Christmas song. You know what I mean? Frosty the Snowman.
Yep. There you go. So,
you wouldn't have gotten the point then.
You can't hate the execution of what I did. Okay.
You tried. I'll give you an A for effort, man. You tried to slide it in there.
I didn't know whether she wanted the movie or the kid's name.
All right. Congratulations, Mark. You won the holiday trivia round.
That's right. I got it. Next week's my day.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to beat Bo.
Exactly. Right. Coming up, Thursday Night Football. It's Falcons, Bucks. We'll size up this matchup next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.